Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I think every time I read a story about a bridezilla who has gone a little too far, I just don't imagine someone can come up with anything crazier. And then I am proven wrong. Someone comes up with something that's even wilder than the ones before. This one surprised me. It appears that there is a bride out there who is considering having all of her bridesmaids match and make sure that they match in every way possible, all the way down to their dresses.
Well, that sounds normal. I mean, we've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, same color and
style. Yeah, same color. Yeah, they usually theme that way.
And their eye color.
Oh,
she
okay.
wants them all to wear colored contact lenses so that their eyes will match the dresses.
A little bit too detailed and picky, in my opinion.
She is a bridezilla, and I would want to even attend her wedding.
She yeah. says she thinks that blue eyes would clash since one of the wedding colors is chartreuse. Heidi, you'll have to help me with chartreuse. I don't
it's
know. Is it a green?
Green-yellow.
Hey, I got it partly right.
Yeah, bright green-yellow.
You're proud of that.
She would like to get them all a rich amber brown colored because she says she doesn't mind them selecting the rich amber brown, even though that's the same color of her eyes, because she's not afraid of being overshadowed. But she thinks that blue eyes would look bad with the dresses. So she would like for them to have brown eyes.
But that's who they are. It's who you are. You come with eyes, and you come with a certain color eyes.
But people change the color of their eyes.
Yeah, but that's their choice, not being told to do it to fit into something.
You think people just are doing this? I mean, because you keep hearing weirder and weirder things.
That's what I said, yes.
Are they doing it for attention, you think?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, now they can get attention, and everybody's talking about them. But in my opinion, if you are that person, and you did this, we're going to be talking about you. Do you believe what she did?
I don't believe it. And I think people nowadays, they do crazy things just to get publicity.
But this is bad publicity.
Minutes.
Is that
really
what you want for your wedding?
I mean, other brides have done similar things, whether it's having them lose weight or whatever.
No tattoos,
but I mean,
stuff like that.
I think she's a witch, and I would be, I would not be friends with her. And if you're one of those that'll change your eye color to be in her wedding, you're part of the problem.
Well, her friends are sitting there going, it's no big deal for me to put in a pair of colored contacts during the wedding to make her happy.
Yeah, it's too detailed. And a lot of people, I've never had contacts in my eyes. So I don't even know what it feels. I probably wouldn't like it.
Well, there are probably a whole bunch of people are going to say, well, if you were really friends of hers, you'd want to make her happy.
Well,
so put the contact lenses in.
Well, I'm not a friend of hers.
No, I'll just come to the wedding.
Yeah.
You're not invited.
No, that's true, too. Well, I'm thinking of the reception, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I think that this is definitely an extreme, but I also think that if her friends are cool with it, especially if, as long as she's not doing one of those things where she's saying, you have to do this or else you can't be in my wedding.
Oh, okay.
But if you're sitting down with your friends and you're like, hey, what do you think about everyone wearing brown contact lenses so that it will match with the dresses? And the friends are like, it sounds like a good idea. Then that's okay.
But you don't think she's saying you got to change your eye color because it's going to clash?
Well, I guess you think about it. There's people out there that will probably accept this challenge. I mean, you got those theme weddings like the Santa Claus theme weddings where people dress up like elves. You've got the...
What?
I've never heard
Me
that.
Me either.
I talked about it not long ago where it's like the Christmas weddings where they have like Santa Claus to do the... He's the preacher and he does the wedding vows and... You got little ring bearers that are dressed up like elves. And
I've never seen that. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, during the Christmas season.
And
you got those other, people that do superhero weddings and stuff like that. And, they'll dress up.
Valentine's Day wedding, they could, wear a diaper
and
shoot arrows.
Yeah, a little sash.
Yeah.
I think our boss did a Star Wars wedding.
Yeah, Star Wars wedding.
I wouldn't dress up in one of the characters, so I didn't go. But I heard Heidi went as Chewbacca.
Tom.
It was a great wedding.
It's not Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
I mean, it's like Red Man chewing tobacco. That's all I think of. It's Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Yeah. That's the redneck version.
Works for me.
Chewbacca and Han Solo.
It's not Han Solo. It's Han Solo.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to say. Okay.
Well, I think the message that we were saying this morning is that if you want to invite Chewbacca to your wedding, it needs to be Heidi.
No, that's not the message. And blue does not clash with chartreuse. Oh. She's crazy.
Okay.
That's just my two cents.
Well, but you. it would clash with your Chewbacca outfit.
It would.
Wow. You need to wear brown contacts for Chewbacca.
Just to blend in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And the brown stain around your mouth.
Oh.
You get it, Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know how we got here, folks, but we did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.